Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. Mind your business with the breakfast huddle, only on Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3. Good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle. I'm Elliot Danker, and it's time now for Mind Your Business. You know, the rush to digitalize, especially in the payments front, it's sent many micro business owners, especially in those who are in the heartlands, into a bit of a frenzy. Many unsure of, you know, where to start. They're worried about the costs that come with digitalization. The push for adopting e-payments among SME merchants in Singapore has been largely successful, with at least 10,000 hawkers to date accepting e-payments since November 2019. Efforts now focus to increase this adoption among non-hawkers. That's been a little bit slower. Microbusiness owners who are conscious about operational costs, they may prefer to accept cash instead of digital payments due to the fixed costs that are involved. But in continuous efforts to encourage e-payments adoption, Network for Electronic Transfers, you know, you don't usually use that. We call it NETS, right? That's the more common name. A Singaporean electronic payments service provider founded back in 1985. Now, they have launched Simply NETS. Now, Simply NETS was launched to provide micro business owners an alternative cashless payment solution with an easy-to-use system. This system provides acceptance of static QR payments, and it also increases the opportunity for heartland merchants to do more business with more consumers and minimize contact during the current pandemic that we're in. I mean, it's evident with the number of transactions via payment through QR codes registering a 69% growth year on year in the first quarter of this year compared with the same quarter last year. Furthermore, Simply NETS reduces the incidence of fraud because you get this notification on the app once a transaction has been approved. So good stuff. Let's find out more. Lawrence Chan, Group Chief Executive Officer for NETS, is on the line. Lawrence, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well. How are you?
I'm very good, sir. And this is my favorite thing in the world, to be honest, because I don't like to go to the ATM. I just NETS it. Familiar name. And now you guys have this thing called Simply NETS. What's the difference between the two?
It's actually the same. We just came up with this name to help our merchant make their business easier.
Okay.
And we realized that during this pandemic, when the footfall is less to our merchants, it is very important for them to close the sale. So to meet the demands of the consumers, whatever the consumer wants to pay with, we now have the Simply NETS where we make it easy for our merchants to have different form factors as payment options so that they can close the sale easily.
Right. I would assume that we keep using the words make it easier. Is it down to cost or the ease of installation?
So, cost is one thing. Ease of installation is another thing. So we want to go to market fast. We want to help our merchants fast. The merchants now have a choice of whether they want to take it traditionally through a terminal. And when it's a terminal-based transaction, most of the time it's a card. Consumer uses a card. Mm-hmm. And if it's a QR transaction, then most of the time the consumer uses his mobile phone to scan the QR. And if it's a purely a QR solution, then there's no need for a terminal. The cost reduces for the merchant, and it meets the needs of the merchant and the buyer, the consumer.
And it's great that there is quite a focus on the heartland. I mean, especially when you consider people working from home, if they go downstairs to buy something, they haven't been out. They haven't gone to the ATM. So it's a lot easier to pay. How has the take-up been so far?
The take-up has been really good. I mean, from all the macro statistics that we have heard, we have seen, right, we know that ATM transactions, withdrawals have reduced by about 16%.
Yeah.
Checks also have reduced by nearly a quarter. Yeah, the amount of notes issued has also reduced by nearly a quarter in the last year. And that has really been replaced by digital payments. Mm. And from a net standpoint, the growth since the pandemic started has been, especially for QR payments, has increased significantly a few times over, and not just a few percentage. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Does the, and I know I brought this up very briefly early on, does the issue of costs still come up? I mean, how much does it cost to install this?
For a terminal, it requires a subscription fee, a monthly subscription fee, which we have bundled the price together to make it more competitive. So we help the merchant take NETS, we help the merchant take other payment options as well. It's the likes of Visa, Master, American Express, China UnionPay. We help merchant take as many form factors on that terminal. If it's a QR transaction, purely QR, We don't charge any subscription fee, and the merchant pays a very small percentage for each transaction.
I would imagine the Qura adoption might be more popular, but correct me if I'm wrong. I'm just thinking that we're all used to doing the whole safe entry thing, so, you know, it's... For Heartland, especially for the older ones, maybe they feel, oh, this is normal, this is easy. Am I right to say that?
Yes, I mean, we offer QR even on the terminal. So we offer QR on the terminal and we offer just a QR, what we call a static QR, which is a sticker at the merchant. Mm-hmm. So it depends, I think, on what the merchant is looking for. For some, especially in the F&B, which we have seen in the hawker space where you mentioned in the introduction, where we now have more than half of all hawkers in Singapore, more than 10,000 hawkers taking a QR transaction. The user experience for the F&B space, QR really meets their needs, right? They don't need oily fingers to touch a screen.
Yes.
The fingers are wet, they don't have to touch the screen. They can just let the consumer scan the QR. They can see a notification on the app. They can even hear the thing when the transaction is approved. They don't even have to press anything and they know that they have received their payment. So the user experience for the merchant helps. And of course, as you rightly said, for consumers, which trace together with this pandemic, consumers are not afraid of QR. They know where to access QR. They know how to access the QR.
But do you ever get concerns over fraud? I mean, how does a platform like SimplyNets reduce that?
We have been working very closely with many government agencies, IMDA being one, where we really help to educate our merchants. Really, our merchants now really don't have to look at the consumer screen whether a transaction has been paid. They can hear from the app that they download from us. We call it Nets Biz. Mm. And with that app, we actually enable the app to have even a larger font size to send the notification. And when the notification is sent, because a transaction has been approved, a notification is sent, a sound is given so that the merchant knows that the transaction has been approved. So this prevents the consumer from maybe taking a screenshot the last time he made the transaction at that merchant. But this is really the average Joe maybe trying to fraud the merchant, which, of course, we really don't like. But with this in place today, we understand that has really... that habit has really gone down, and there's less fraud now.
Do you have any patterns to look at when it comes to micro-businesses adopting these e-payments? I mean, is it a lot faster where young people decide to start up micro-businesses? And there have been a number, right, decide to quit their jobs and go for the whole pursue your passion thing. Is it a lot easier to get younger people on board e-payments?
I think naturally that is the case. The digital native would be easier to embrace e-payments. But I think with a great effort from what the government has done, our regulators, the MAS has helped us with, we've been able to push e-payment down to the man in the street, even the more elderly, to be much more comfortable to do e-payments.
Sure. That actually was the reason why I brought it up, because I'm wondering just how much more ground needs to be covered where the older businesses are concerned. You know, the businesses where the micro businesses are in older, more mature estates.
Well, we are working very closely, as I mentioned, with the different agencies.
Sure.
I think, there's still a lot of work to be done. We believe that there are up to about 60,000 small businesses in Singapore.
Wow.
We have more than half of them, and we still have a long way to work and to really convince these merchants to embrace more digital payments at point of sale. I mean, the pandemic has been really bad, but if there's one silver lining, is I think more and more businesses are more willing to make the business more digital, to offer digital payments, and really to help themselves close the sale so that they meet the needs of their customers and they can then move on and try to service the next customer.
All pressure will get to them, because I've seen in queues, you know, how some of the younger people say, you don't accept Nets, you don't accept QR code. Then how to buy it? And they walk away, because just like me, they don't like to go to the ATM. Lawrence, a final question, and I'm curious, I mean, what's the focus for Nets and Simply Nets as we move forward, as we move into this new, so-called new normal, so to speak?
Thanks for asking that, because this effort to bring payments to the what we call the long tail, the small merchants, is really a focus for us. Together with my leadership, we created our new purpose statement for the company. And our new purpose statement is connecting communities, empowering lives. And we really believe that the work we do is so important to really try to help communities connect.
Mm.
We really believe that the payments we do can really help our smaller seller or even our buyer empower themselves to be able to do more, to do what they would like to do in a very safe and secure way, right? So our push is really to help as much as we can to connect these communities and really empower the lives of our buyers and sellers.
Oh, that's great. Lawrence Chan, Group Chief Executive Officer for Network for Electronic Transfers, or more commonly known as NETS, on the line with me. Lawrence, I appreciate your time this morning. You take care and stay safe.
Likewise. Stay safe. Thank you. Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.